Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. I am so happy that you are joining us here today, either live or later on the recording. It is an absolute pleasure to be here to talk to you today and to share this information with you. Whoa, it's been quite the week. It has just been learning to practice my own advice. It really has been quite the week, and it has been absolutely wonderful. So I want to thank everyone for joining us here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct line is 778-835-4032. That's the telephone that I answer myself. And my email address is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. carla@retirewithcarla.com. And we get together here every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific for the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, 30 minutes. Motivational business tips, home business tips, social marketing, social media marketing, a little combination of both. We kind of go back and forth. And it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you today. And I want to thank you again very much. Time is the most valuable thing that we have. We can't replace time. So thanks for spending time. Today, I want to talk about a conversation I had with my chiropractor this week. I had a fall and nothing major, but you know, you just get a little out of whack and go get yourself fixed up at the chiropractor. And we had this great discussion on how come you only see the real rags to riches story. You very, very, very rarely see people who are, you know, middle America, belonging to corporate Canada, that go from middle of the road to major rich. Or that the people who are teaching the whole success genre, that, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of people out there teaching about success. And how come the ones who are so well known are rags to riches? It's not from corporate Canada, from middle America, from, you know, the middle class, people who are just getting by. And we thought about that, and we talked a little bit about that, because, you know, I mean, I've even recommended books for you to read on previous Terrific Tuesday teleclasses, things like Robert Schumann's book, How Come That Idiot's Rich and I'm Not. So it was a very interesting question. And my response was, it's because we don't want it bad enough, and because we have responsibilities. I mean, you have what? You have family, you have a mortgage, you have friends, you have your job that you're responsible to. We have responsibilities. It's not like we are starting with nothing. And when you have in middle America, corporate Canada, corporate US, when you have those kinds of jobs and those kinds of responsibilities, it's really hard to make that decision that I could lose this. I'm going to do something that I could lose this. And then you realize, okay, if I'm going to take the steps, I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to do whatever it is that needs to be done, then how am I going to fit it all in? There is so much out there to learn and do and grow and be. And fitting all of that in. So one of the things that Wayne and I came up with is that is a whole part of what holds us back, is that we get caught up in what we have right now and we don't want to lose it. We have that responsibility. And to a certain extent, I totally agree with that, but to another extent, I also disagree, because part of why we're stuck where we are is because of that particular thinking. So I've been thinking about this quite a bit since him and I had this discussion. And I realize that this is one of the reasons why I created another new website, and I'm creating a new product, and it's called FromSlaveCampToFreedom.com. And it's about my journey escaping out of corporate Canada, out of middle income, you know, own a house, living day to day, paycheck to paycheck. Escaping from that is why I've created FromSlaveCampToFreedom.com. And it's all about what it has taken me and what I have needed to do in order to get out of there. Because I have a job and I like my job and it pays pretty well. But you know what? Even though I'm in the federal government, everybody thinks that's pretty secure, we are constantly reorganizing, we're constantly rearranging, we're forcing people who worked here to go and work over here, we're changing duties, we're changing this. And I don't want to be one of those people who gets let go, who gets that pink slip when you are totally not ready for it. So from slave camp to freedom is that whole journey of what it takes, both physically and emotionally, mentally and physically, to move from one arena to the next. And when you get that handshake, that golden handshake, or you get that pink slip, you know, you're gonna be unemployed, you might be broke, and all you have to show for it is a pretty resume and some free career counseling. And you know what? In what I do as a human resources consultant, I'm the one given that free career counseling. And it's not working. Corporate America just is not working. And to have your plan B, I mean, I started working on my plan B 5 years ago. That is why when you go to slave camp, from slavecamptofreedom.com, you'll see a countdown clock. And that is my 5-year countdown clock. And my countdown is to August the 5th, 2010. This journey has been an absolutely amazing journey. I have learned so much about myself, the way I think, the way rich people think, how to get out of it. I have techniques, I have procedures, I have processes for tons and tons of different things, because I, over this 5 years, have been unable to get unstuck until now. And I have had many coaches have taught me different things along the way, and I have utilized a bit here, a bit there, a bit here, a bit there, and it really is an amazing journey. And I know that I am quite different now than I was at the beginning of the 5-year journey. When I first started, it seems really quite funny to think about it now, but I used to say that, oh no, I need to get my sleep. It's too much. I need to stay home. I can only go out one night a week. That's it. One night a week is, other than that, you know, during the week, work week, because I start work fairly early. I start at 7. And when I started on this journey, that's where my mindset was at. That, oh, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. And now, where I only have 106 days to my 5-year date, August the 5th, 2010, I only stay home one night a week on some weeks. But my attitude has changed. My perspective has changed. My understanding of how things operate has changed. And learning why we stop has been a huge part of my learning. What in the world has kept me going? Why haven't I quit? Why haven't I given in? And one of the things that I discovered from PJ Eby is that persistence is huge. However, persistence is not necessarily what it's touted all up to be. We think of persistence as not giving up, as being determined, or you gotta try and try and try again. You know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But not giving up, when you get to the point of saying, I'm not going to give up, you pretty much have already stopped. And what happens is, you need to shift, just like I needed to shift. And when you get to that point of where you're thinking about giving up, or you're telling yourself, I can't give up, now or then is when you have to decide, what can you do differently? You want to get to a certain goal. You want to finish a certain project. You don't want to give up, but what you're doing isn't working. So, insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. So if it's not working, do something different. I'm not saying give up. I'm saying change your process, change your procedure. Do something differently. Because expecting to get results when you're doing that same thing over and over again just ain't going to happen. So think of not giving up in a different way. In a way of, okay, so maybe my goal, my long-term big strategic goal is still the same. But how I'm going to go about getting it might be a little different. Or maybe I want to go to the left instead of the right. It could be that small of a change. So it's not about giving up. It's about doing something a little differently. Now, the other thing that people look at persistence is being determined. Just do it. I'm going to go for it. Just do it. But you know what? When you put yourself in that situation, what you're doing is you're stressing yourself out. And when you stress yourself out, you're making it harder on your body, you're making it harder mentally, you're making it harder physically. And it creates that tension in you. And so when you create that tension in you, you have less energy because it's taken all that energy to maintain it. So you want to relax and again shift a little. Being determined doesn't necessarily have to be hard. It can be easy. Being easier on yourself. Okay, so it didn't work this particular way, but I'm going to do something a little different. Number three is, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And again, I'm going to go back to the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So it's that learning how to recognize when you're stuck. When you're stuck and you believe all you need is persistence, you're never going to give up, you're going to be determined, and you're just going to try again. You need to look at it from a little different perspective. Asking yourself a different question. I was having a conversation this morning with one of my coworkers who, like, the real estate prices here in Vancouver are starting to get to spiral up again. And he was telling a story about someone whose house sold for $170,000 more than the asking price. So you want to bet our real estate's spiraling upwards again. And then he went on to talk about how he could never afford. Oh my goodness. But it's that kind of stinking thinking. There's an article on that. It's that kind of stinking thinking that's going to get him stuck. So instead of concentrating on what you don't have or the negative impacts, concentrate on asking yourself a different question. All right, so this is the environment I'm in right now. This is what I've done in the past and it hasn't worked. What could I do differently? How could I think about this differently? Asking yourself a different question is going to allow your brain to kick in and start coming up with some different answers for you. And it is amazing what your brain will do when you ask it those kinds of questions. But then too, you got to shut up and listen for the answer. Persistence. Yes, you need persistence, but you need to think about it from that different perspective. It's about learning to do something a different way, looking at something from that different perspective, and not necessarily putting in more effort. If it's not working, don't be an insane person. Do something a little differently. And this week, I also wrote an article on tips to keep going. And persistence is part of that. Tips to keep going. And one of the best ways is to create for yourself some processes to follow. And I have developed some very minute processes so that I don't have to think about getting things done. Now, this was one of my ways of not giving up and one of my ways of doing something a little differently. Because what was happening was, like, you know, I write articles and they're posted on easingarticles.com. You can find those by going to articlesbycarla.com. That's ArticlesByCarla.com. And I wasn't getting nearly as much mileage out of those articles as I could, because I was forgetting to put it on Twitter, or I was forgetting to post it on my blog, or I was forgetting to send out an email. And something as simple as having that process to follow made all the difference in the world. So I wrote it down. I write an article. Well, I start writing an article. I tweet that I'm about to write an article. I write the article. I tweet that the article is written. Then Ezine Articles puts out a tweet that it's been done. I then will retweet that tweet. I will post a message on my fan page, on my Facebook page. I'll put one on my wall. Each week, I will send out an email to everyone which has how many articles I've written that week on that particular topic. So I have written out that step by step. And now I don't have to remember, right? Because we don't want to be doing more and more and more effort, correct? That just makes us tired. Now I don't have to remember. So creating those processes for you, whether or not you do a small little process like that or a very large process, either way, develop those little processes for yourself. Now you can tell where you need to develop a process when you go to do something and you get really frustrated with it, or you forget to do parts of it like I was doing. So I knew I needed to develop just a little process for myself. And I just wrote it down on a notepad, and I just refer to it, and it's there. So number two tip to keep yourself going, to be the new persistent, is to share information in a collaborative environment. Talk to people who are doing what you want to do. Talk to me. Send me questions. I'm more than happy to answer your questions, to address some of your concerns. Let other people know what you have to offer and be willing to share. Be willing to make a contribution working in that collaborative environment, because you never know who you might assist that could become your customer, that could find other customers for you. It's about giving in that collaborative environment. And number three tip that I have to stay focused and to keep going and be that new persistent is to make sure you join a mastermind team, because you really need to share and discuss your ideas and your processes and your procedures. I have been in and out of a number of mastermind groups over the past few years, and they've all been beneficial. Some didn't last very long, some have lasted a long time, but they've all been beneficial in their own way. And even just recently, I have a mastermind with some of the people from my Live Out Loud with Laurel Langemeyer experience. And I ran something by them. And you know what? The idea grew. The idea developed even more. And I ended up with something better than I had originally planned. And that was because we had three minds working on it instead of one. So that mastermind team, to discuss your ideas and to learn and to share. So summarizing what we've talked about today is about being persistent, being the new persistent. It's not about not giving up. It's about learning to look at it from that different perspective. Ask yourself the question, how could I do this differently? Being determined, but being determined in a way that's easy on yourself. It's not the forceful determination. It's relaxing and going with the flow. And not falling into that definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and and expecting different results. You want to create more with less effort. So you want to make sure that you're asking yourself the question, okay, how can I do this different? But doing it in a manner that's nice to you. And three tips on how to keep going and how to use this new way of thinking about persistence. It's create processes to follow. Share your information in a collaborative environment. And join that mastermind team. You want to share and discuss ideas. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about FromSlaveCampToFreedom.com. I am creating a brand new product, and it is scheduled to be out by the end of May. And it is a product where you can learn what it took for me to go on this 5-year journey, and how you can escape from your slave camp, and how you can become one of the stories, not a rags to riches, but from middle America, corporate Canada to riches. And it's going to consist of a workbook, an ebook. The ebook is already out there right now, and it is called How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. And I'm living that right now. My boss definitely doesn't want to see me go on August the 5th, 2010. And it's also going to have audios that go with the workbook. So exercises that you're going to be able to do, and things that you're going to be able to test for yourself, how they work for you. We'll also have a couple of other bonuses. I haven't figured out exactly what. It will include some one-on-one time with me, a coaching call or a setup call. Watch for that product. It will be coming out soon on FromSlaveCampToFreedom.com. And as always, if you're too shy to ask your questions live on the call, please do send them to me by email. And you can email me at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. Or you can give me a call at 877-767-7544. That's the toll-free number. Because we all can escape from slave camp. It just takes persistence. But that new way of thinking about persistence, so that it's easy on yourself and it takes less effort. Thanks for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. I really do appreciate and love the fact that you come and you listen both live and later on the recordings. Remember, they are available on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store and go for Retire with Carla's podcast. And I look forward to receiving your questions and comments. Please do keep them coming. They make my day. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks very much.